It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, October 20th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Your Facebook information has probably been captured and sent to ad companies. The Wall Street Journal reported that some third-party applications on Facebook, things like Farmville, have been doing this. In many cases, it's not even just the user. It's all their friends, too. So chances are, if you're on Facebook, it's you. What's going to happen to your information and your life now that this breach has taken place? Chet Wisniewski of the security firm Sophos. If someone has our information, what can they do with it?
These advertising companies have built a rather detailed dossier of where you surf on the web without tying it to your identity. And this allows them to take that information and combine it with your actual identity in a way that they wouldn't have had access to before.
So they can link my Facebook identity and everything I might have put there with every other footprint I've left on the web.
Exactly. If they were to use it in a malicious way, they could basically use it to kind of buy and sell your identity as a tool to advertisers or to anyone that really wants to acquire identities.
Facebook's getting a lot of heat in this thing. Isn't it the developers who are really to blame for getting this information?
Absolutely. Facebook is not at fault here at all. What Facebook can do is audit things and make sure that their partners are actually complying with their policies. And being that 10 of the top 10 applications on Facebook all were in breach of Facebook's policies implies that Facebook's not reviewing these applications to be sure they're compliant.
So they're more negligent than anything.
Yeah, you could say that.
That's Chet Wisniewski. So now that this has come to light, will we see more privacy on Facebook? Kate Raines-Goldie is a social media researcher at Ryerson University in Toronto. She says don't expect big changes at Facebook.
If you go back to May 21st, 2010, the Wall Street Journal actually wrote an article about the exact same problem. And this problem had actually been discovered in August 2009 by researchers at AT&T Labs. So it's not a new problem. Facebook hasn't done anything about it. And on top of that, the choice to use Facebook is not necessarily a freely made choice. Not being on Facebook to avoid these privacy concerns can leave you kind of stranded and not connected with your social groups.
Well, if the goal of openness is baked into the company's DNA, I mean, you go to Mark Zuckerberg's own Facebook page, it's not just a business strategy, it's a philosophical position, really.
Yes, it is.
How easy can we ever expect privacy to be in that situation? I mean, how do they reconcile those two ideas?
I don't think they do, and I think their strategy is to keep pushing the envelope with privacy. I mean, the kind of unofficial internal mission statement of Facebook is to help the world be more open and connected. And they have these hoodies that have this insignia that say that inside. I think basically one of their goals is to really actually change the way that we think about privacy.
Wait, go back to the hoodies. They have hoodies with slogans printed on the inside where nobody but the hoodie wearer can see it?
Yes, Mark Zuckerberg had one of these hoodies on at a conference, and I think he took it off or someone caught a glimpse of it and said, you know, what is that? And he showed it to everybody. And then SF Weekly, based on a photo of it, reproduced what it looked like. They were suggesting that it was very cultish.
Are you on Facebook?
No, I deleted my account. From doing all this research, I know too much.
Well, you said that you have no choice. You kind of have to be on it, but you're not on it.
Yeah, and it's hurt my social life. You know, I have to hope that my friends will send me invites to things, and I often will get emails that say, oh, you know, I posted this on Facebook and I forgot to invite you, and here's a last-minute invitation. So, yeah, it has had an impact.
Other stories we're following at marketplacetech.org. Apple holds an event called Back to Mac today. They're expected to announce a new operating system for Mac computers. We'll keep you updated on our site about any other big news that happens there. And the Dead Sea Scrolls are coming online. Google has teamed with the Israeli Antiquities Authority to scan and digitize the scrolls. Easier to read them on a computer, less crumbly. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
John, there's this YouTube video that's been going around for a while. At a protest in Toronto, a young woman is blowing bubbles, and a police officer named Adam Josephs does not like it.
You touch me with that bubble, you're going into custody.
The video went viral, and soon there were cartoon parodies of a character called
Officer Bubbles.
Officer Bubbles, of course. Commenters were making fun of him.
Of course they were.
And Adam Josephs, again, is not amused. And now he's suing 24 YouTube commenters for $1.2 million each, saying their comments were defamatory. And he wants Google to reveal the names of those commenters.
And now, of course, that this information is out, he's going to have even more people making fun of him.
Internet.
You can find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.